I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Airstrikes began pummeling Aleppo yesterday after yet another shaky hiatus. Tom Doyle, author of Killing Christians and with E3 Partners, says it's very difficult for Syrians to feel hopeful, even the Christians. And because of this, E3 Partners started an online letter-writing campaign to encourage Syrian pastors. And you can help.
At times, they feel somewhat down because it's overwhelming, the evil that's all around them. So listeners could just fire them up, send them a heavy dose of encouragement, share from Scripture, that'd be most important. Tell them that they love them. Tell them what you're praying for them and their family.
E3 Partners is accepting online letter submissions until Christmas, but the sooner you write, the better. The link is at missionnews.org. And then would you pray for the Syrian pastor who gets your letter to feel Christ's encouragement? And last week, Donald Trump was named the president-elect in the U.S., and since then, colleges have been mixed with students both overjoyed and fearful of his presidency. But InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is reaching out to both kinds of students. Greg Howe with InterVarsity shares.
I think similarly, we take students who voted for the president-elect and who are hopeful and help them listen to some of the voices of pain, confusion, anger in their larger community of the body of Christ, so that they're tempering their response based on those things. And then I think ultimately what I hope we're doing with students is challenging them to go both into Scripture to identify what are some of the key passages and themes that we need to think about. What does it mean to be created in the image of God? What does it mean to advocate and care for one another?
The full story is at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. Join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.